But I certainly would recommend that you bolster your immune system by using the commonsensical devices that you've been using for years. I raised my children on the Linus Pauling, Ewan Cameron theories, which are greatly proven by the great numbers of people who have used these theories to their advantage in using mega doses of vitamin C and other vitamins. I do not care what the hacks at the Mayo Clinic say. They are worthless. They're all party boys and party girls. If a vitamin works, they try to disprove it in order to make certain that you only go to your drug pusher, your MD, who makes certain that you buy another medication put out by the medical pharmaceutical establishment, you know, approved by the government, so to speak. So again, as I say to you, there are many things that you can do to increase your resistance to a virus. Does it mean that you're definitely going to protect yourself? Absolutely not. But I strongly recommend that if you fear any exposure to this or any other virus, and you see some of these symptoms coming on, first of all, you got to understand there's no medicine to treat a viral illness like this. If a doctor tells you to take an antibiotic, you ought to sue your doctor. It's the first sign of a quack if he treats a viral illness with an antibiotic, which was designed to treat a bacterial illness. So understand that if he tells you to go home and just drink liquids, he's another quack. Okay? Another quack. What you have to do is stimulate your immune system. You've got to stimulate your T cells. And you've got to do so in the only ways that we know how. And that is through proper diet, moderate, and I repeat, very moderate exercise. And you've got to take much more vitamin C that you've been taking. Now, just taking a pill with 30 milligrams, the amount you find in an orange, is absolutely criminal. It is insufficient. The so-called RDA is a joke. The RDAs are minimums, not optimal amounts. I would suggest that you take what I've been taking, and I'm not selling any vitamins right now. Maybe I should have, but I don't. I've avoided that all of my life. I've never put out a line of vitamins for you. Maybe one day I won't. But I would suggest that you get vitamin C powder. And the reason I say powder is because most of the vitamin C pills are useless garbage. You may as well inhale talcum powder for what's in most of these vitamin pills. And the good test of a sufficient amount of vitamin C or ascorbic acid I will give you. It was developed by my very dear friend, who died last year, by the way. He was a great friend of mine and a mentor of mine for 30 years, Bob Cathcart. Dr. Bob Cathcart, medical doctor, worked out of Los Altos, California. Great man. And the Cathcart hypothesis of vitamin C usage is something that the medical establishment sadly has rejected. But Bob treated over 25,000 people with viral illnesses and some very severe viral illnesses, all with very, very good success. And he developed what was called the bowel tolerance hypothesis of vitamin C use. Now, what does that mean? Here's what it means. When you're healthy, you can take a very small amount of vitamin C before you develop any bowel intolerance, meaning flatulence or gas. And so let's say you're a healthy person and you're taking 500 milligrams a day, a half a gram. And then you raise it up to a gram, you'll start to see that at a certain point, you're going to develop symptoms of gas. That's the point at which you stop taking the vitamin C. And you maintain it at that level. So let's say it's at 500 milligrams. Any more than that, you get gas. So take the 500 milligrams a day. But at the first signs of not feeling good, and I've helped many people in my life using this, and they're all astounded by it every time. They say, oh, Mike, how come that worked? Gee, I tried vitamin C before. Well, that's of course because they were taking vitamin C tablets, which contained virtually useless amounts of vitamin C, and they weren't taking sufficient amounts for it to have any medical effect whatsoever. So at the first sign of, let's say, the sniffles, even if it's a cold, what you do is you start to slowly increase the amount of vitamin C you're taking. That's why I say use powder. And so you go from, let's say, a standard amount of a gram a day, which is what I use, which is 1,000 milligrams every day for the last 35 years, and you start to increase it 2 grams, 3 grams, 4 grams. Now, how much is 4 grams of vitamin C? You take a teaspoon, put it into the jug of vitamin C powder. It's a flat teaspoonful is about 4 grams. Now, I said flat, I mean flat. I don't mean heaping. I mean a flat teaspoonful is a lot of vitamin C. It's 4 grams. But it's not a lot if you're sick. You will find that if you took that teaspoonful, that flat teaspoonful of vitamin C when you're healthy, you'd get diarrhea because your body would be kicking it out of your bowel. It doesn't need it. It doesn't want it. It rejects it. But you'll find that the first symptoms of a cold or a flu, that you can probably take 4 grams every 2 hours, if not more. And you'll find out that you can take it without developing any bowel intolerance. That is, you're not going to get flatulence. You're not going to get diarrhea because your body is using every molecule of ascorbic acid in order to marshal your own defenses against the invading virus in that case. And so